Hello again. My name is Christoph Feisinger. I'm a technical product manager on the project team. And today I'm going to be giving you a demonstration of the recently released Team Foundation Server and Project Server Integration Feature Pack. This video is part of a 4-video series. And in this specific video, which is video number 4, I'm going to be specifically showcasing how you can further extend the integration between those two server products to pass back and forth additional data that you might be using, whether you're a developer on using TFS or whether you're a project manager using Project Server 2010. Again, I hope you have watched video 1, 2, and 3. What I'm going to be showing you today is something you all have access to. This is part of the TFS and Project Server Integration Feature Pack virtual machine that we've released in April 2011. And specifically, what I'm going to be showing you is also documented as a script. So if you like what you see and you're interested in investigating further what I'm going to be showing you, you do have access to those assets. So I highly encourage you to download that image and try it out yourself. Brian Keller did a great blog post announcing the VM, also explaining you how to download it. Okay, so let's get started. Again, the story is, I'm sure you've seen video 1, 2, and 3, where pretty much I've highlighted in those prior videos how you can collaborate wherever you're sitting in the project management office using Microsoft Project and Project Server, or wherever you're a developer or a dev lead and using Visual Studio and Team Foundation servers. Both those teams typically use different methodologies. Maybe now the PMO using some sort of waterfall methodologies to execute on projects. Maybe on the development side, you might be using CMMI, Agile, Scrums. So different methodologies, different team. What customers ask us is, because I've got those different methodologies, continue to use what I've used today in the tool of choice. So again, developers using their tool of choice to develop software, and the project management office using their tool of choice to execute on projects. What customers have asked us is, well, how about if I want to transfer additional data between those two systems, whether the data is coming from Project Server or whether the data is coming from TFS, so that I can collaborate and really get a good visibility of what my peers on the other side of the fence are doing. And more importantly, maybe at the end of the day, I want to create a nice looking report, a dashboard. I want to give better insight to my executives in the company. So how do I pass the additional data points that I might need to make decisions or just get good visibility into my application development lifecycle? So in this video, I'm going to showcase how to enable additional data to be synced between the two server products. And again, the beauty is, as you'll see, it's highly configurable, so you can really tailor that to your needs. So let me try to follow the script. So again, you can do that, and as soon as you watch the video and try it, follow the same footsteps that I did. So the first thing I want to show you is, I've opened the one of the project plan that we have in the demo virtual machine. And there's a set of tasks that have already been mapped to TFS. How do I know that? Because there's that column here, published to TFS, on each one of those tasks mapped to work item in the TFS world. And I can see that as well here. It tells me what type of work item each of those tasks has been mapped to. I can also see what it looks like on the other side of the fence. So unlike the other videos, I'm not going to switch users. I'll do this within Lina session. So I just run the work breakdown structure for the HR project, team project. And again, I can see those set of work items, specifically of type task, that I've mapped to Project Server. And one of the things that might be a usual suspect when you try to bring additional data, in this case, to the Project Server world is, how about that status state field that I have multiple options to in work item? Wouldn't it be nice if on the Project Server side, the project manager has that same visibility of what is the state of that work item so that, they can take action or they can create a report or pivot around that attribute? out of the box, that state is not transferred to a project server. And this is a good reminder that if you're looking for what's transferred out of the box, all that is listed under the product documentation on MSDN. So I highly encourage to check the online documentation. It goes in very details on what are the required fields and what's mapped out of the box. So trust me, state is not mapped out of the box when you configure this. So that's what we're going to be doing. We're going to add that state in the configuration so that the data can flow back and forth. And if I'm sitting in the project manager shoes, I do have visibility into that attribute that's today only in TFS. So in order to do that, there's a couple of things I need to do in Project Server. The way Project Server manages this type of metadata, also called as custom fields, is you need to go to the administration page and add those attributes. So let's do that. Let's go to the, so I've launched the Project Web app, and I go under Server Setting. Obviously, this is a menu you only have access to if you're an administrator of the system. And, you know, this is a lot of, obviously, the admin settings that you have with Project Server, but the one of interest is called Enterprise Data. And the first thing we're going to be doing is we're going to add what we call a lookup table, and then we're going to add a custom field. Remember that enabling the transfer of data is the easy part, but we need to create a placeholder, if you like, in Project Server so that data where that data will reside when we enable the transfer of data. So that's why I'm doing this first. So let's create a lookup table, and we're going to call a lookup table of call state. And there's a set of attributes you can do. In this case, you know, it's not going to have a hierarchy. It's going to be pretty much a flat list. And again, I want to use the same terminology that I've given in TFS, so that when the interface runs, an active on a work item state means an active on a custom field lookup table. So let's do that. And I'm just going to enter those four values in this Project Server lookup table. So active is the first one, resolved, sure I do this correctly, closed, and proposed. Okay, so I've created this referential table, also called lookup table in Project Server. I'm going to save this. And the next thing you need to do in Project Server is you need to tie that referential, that dictionary of attributes, to an entity in Project Server. In Project Server, we've got different type of entities, and the one specifically that we're interested in this interface is the project entity. So we're going to add a new field, custom field, at the project level. We're going to call it state. Sorry, we're going to add it at the task entity. Because this is flowing with the work item mapping. So let's call it Team Foundation Server Work Item State. And the trick here is we're going to point to that lookup table under custom attribute, and you see that it matches the state that we already have, and we're pretty much going to leave it as is. You know, there's plenty of documentation if you want to find out what some of those other parameters can do, but that's about it at this stage. So again, what we've did is we've created a referential, a dictionary of state attributes, and then we've tied that to a task, so that again, we've created the placeholder so that when we're going to enable the data to be transferred, there is a place to go to in Project Server world. So the next thing in the walkthrough scripts is, okay, we've created the placeholder. Next thing we need to do is now change the interface to add the additional piece of information we want to transfer between the two systems. So to do that, I just need to learn to launch the administration console for the feature pack. And I go to start Visual Studio 2010. Let's go Visual Studio Tools. And let's launch the Visual Studio Command Prompt. Okay, so I got a nice command line, and I could either be typing this command, or I'm gonna cheat a little bit and I'm gonna copy and paste it from the demo script. So let me just launch the Word document. Again, this is well documented, the command and the syntax is well documented on MSDN, so I highly recommend you look at it once you're ready to do this. So here I'm going to grab this command, hit copy, and then I'm just going to use a trick in VM. I'm going to say type clipboard text. Okay, so I just show you what I type. Let's go back in full screen. Basically, doing a little bit of zoom it here, but the trick is TFS admin is your friend. Then you gotta pass in, what is it doing, project server. And then if I just step back a little bit, the download field mapping is the command we're interested in. And then we need to grab, what is the collection we map, so it knows where to find that mapping. And then we need to give it a location on the computer, wherever it is, where that mapping, which is an XML file, is going to be downloaded. So let's just press Enter. It takes a couple seconds. Again, I could be accessing a farm or data center somewhere else, and I'm downloading on my desktop. So let's go look at the C-temp where I put that file. And here we go. We got this TFS PS mapping text. Definitely looks like an XML file. And you see I've got a set of all the out-of-the-box fields. I promise I haven't touched it yet. This is what comes out of the box when you enable the feature pack between the two. So what we're going to do is we're going to add that state definition in that mapping field so that the sync can happen. And it's as easy as just, let's just copy an existing one. We'll pick the first one in the in that mapping file, and we're just going to paste it. And you see this one is for a title. And then what we're going to be doing is we'll change the name of the definition of that field. So we'll replace it with state. Let's change it here. Remove title with state. Let me make sure I do this right. And we're going to call this state is the name of the task name. And looks like I got one more place. Again, you'll notice that there's additional attribute on that XML definitions. Again, feel free to look at the documentation if you want to learn more about each one does. So at this stage, I've updated the definition to add this new state field. And what I'm going to do is just let's save it. And let's just change the name. Let's call it V2 in the same folder. So we always keep a copy in case I mess up something in the updated mapping. Okay, so I've updated the mapping, that definition, the binding between kind of like the contract between Team Foundation Server and Project Server. The next thing I need to do is upload that mapping again. So again, I'm going to cheat a little bit, and I'm just going to grab the command from walkthrough scripts that we provided you alongside the demo VM. And here we go. Let me copy this. Let's go back in the VM. Let's just minimize this. And let's go in the command prompt. And let's do again the trick type clipboard text is one way to get data in and out of your hosts into the VM. So let's go back in full screen mode just to show you what this one does. Is, it's still the TFS admin project server. But in this case, the command is upload field mapping that you can see here. And obviously, you got to say where it's from in your current location, and more importantly, which site collections or collection is it targeted for. So let's just get out of Zoom it, and let's just execute this command. And again, it takes a few seconds to upload and enable. And once it's done, then the next step we're going to doing is testing it out and seeing if that new field state that we've added on the project server works. So, you know, it looks like it's been successful, and let's go ahead and test it. So, in the script, I've opened the HR project plan, and let me see something. Yeah. So one quick thing is I already had the project open, but because I've created a new entity on the server side, I need to reopen Microsoft Project. So that's what I'm going to be doing. So it grabs that additional state custom field that we've added at the task level. So I need to just reopen it, which I just did. And let's open the HR project plan. You can see it's validating the data. You can see that it's got some mapping. Okay, it's done. And what we're going to be doing is let's insert a column. And in theory, if everything worked according to plan, you see I've got this new state enterprise custom field that has now been defined. And let's go look at those tasks that have been mapped to work item. And you can see now that I also have the dropdown that I've defined. And let's just change one. So again, you can really see that the data is flowing. So let's pick, you can see that the write unit test right now it's set to active. So we're going to change this one. So let's go. Let's make it all active, and let me make sure which one is the right unit test. It's the last one, so we'll put it all as active. And we'll put it as close for the last one. I think I picked the wrong one more. Closed, right? Okay, so I've did a little bit of definition. I've updated that field. I've also been pulled. In this case, I'm going to push some updates. So again, like I showed you in the prior three videos, to push that update that I just did to my plan to project server, which in turn is going to push it to TFS, I need to do two things. Just save the plan and really publish it. So the data flows from my desktop to that server sitting somewhere in the cloud. In this case, it's all on one server. And then TFS is going to talk to TFS and say, I get new updates. Can you please process those? So looks like the publish is complete. I know the interface takes about 30 seconds. Let's see if it's already been triggered. Let's just refresh this. Hasn't been updated yet. And here we go. So you can see now that that state has been changed to closed. I can also see it here, you know, let's just close this to have more real estate. But I can also see here the audit. It also tells me what changed between, you know, the old value of state went from active to closed. Now again, this is just an example. I've changed it in project, but I could have gone the other way around where I change it here, and the one thing that the project manager gets is the latest and greatest update for that field. So again, you can start in either systems to update the fields. Whatever is your methodology, whoever's in the driver's seat, it doesn't matter. The interface will handle that. But in a summary, what I've just shown you is you can now add additional data points or attributes, whether it's work items attributes, whether it's task attributes, in the interface so that, again, it doesn't matter where I'm sitting on what tool I'm using, whether I'm the project manager using Microsoft Project or where I'm a developer using TFS on Visual Studio to visualize work item, I see the exact same information on both side of the fence, and more importantly, every time I update that specific attribute that I'm using in my methodology, that change that data change, that data attribute is synced on the other side of the fan. So at the end of the day, it's back to what I mentioned in some of the prior videos. This interface between Team Foundation Server and Project Server really help you with collaboration, communication, and insight. Because again, probably the next step is, if I'm syncing that state attribute in Project, you know, I could easily create a view, create a nice looking a report using some of our reporting capabilities to surface maybe a pivot. You know, show me all the total amount of work that has been closed in the past month or something like that. So, in conclusion, you know, this is the end of video part four of a four video recording. I highly encourage you to watch all four of them. But again, at the end of the day, we think that the recent release of the Team Foundation Server and Project Server Integration Feature Pack is a great enhancement to your application lifecycle methodologies by really bridging the bridging you know, the project management office using Project Server and the development team using Team Foundation Server. Thank you very much for your time.